Beyond Misconceptions. Seeking Truth and Narratives. The digital age has given everyone a platform, allowing voices from all corners of the world to be heard. It's a powerful tool for information dissemination, but it's also a double-edged sword. Noah Tishby's recent Instagram post is a stark reminder of the dangers of misinformation and the vilification of entire nations and movements. Noah's words resonate deeply, shedding light on the concerning trend of dehumanizing Israel, its people, and Zionism as a movement. This vilification is not just a difference in opinion or a critique of policy. It's an erroneous portrayal that paves the way for misunderstanding, prejudice, and potential conflict. The claim that Israel is committing genocide is a serious accusation, and one that should never be thrown around lightly. Labeling it as such without proper understanding or context is not only a disservice to those who have genuinely suffered from such atrocities but also a grave misrepresentation of the situation. Furthermore, events like BDS campaigns, apartheid weeks, and anti-Israel conferences have been observed to spew anti-Semitic sentiments. While it's crucial for everyone to have the freedom to express their views, it's equally essential to ensure that these expressions don't perpetuate hatred or biases. It's disheartening to see the culmination of these misrepresentations manifesting in real-world consequences. Noah's video, where she speaks from the heart, is a poignant reminder of the human side of these narratives. Behind every headline, statistic, and tweet are real people with hopes, dreams, fears, and families. As digital citizens, it's our responsibility to discern information critically. It's easy to get swept up in the tide of popular opinion, but it's crucial to pause, research, and form our own informed views. Blindly sharing or endorsing information without understanding its implications can have dire consequences. In response to Noah's post, let's strive for a world where dialogue is based on understanding and empathy, not on misconceptions and biases. Let's remember that every story has multiple sides and that every individual deserves respect and the right to live without fear.